Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. Yesterday, I told you a story about having gone mountain biking with some friends and having passed the safe, normal way back to where we'd started and having gone deeper and deeper into the woods, thinking there would be a way to cross a river and never finding one. We eventually crossed by an old dam in ruins, not sure if we were going to slip and twist an ankle or fall in the water or what. But it's what we ended up doing, trusting each other to help each other get across that river and get to safety. Well, this week we're going to study a story about the Israelites, God's chosen people, and how they crossed a river with God's protection and help in order to be safe from the Egyptians, from whom they just escaped a life of slavery. Here's what happened. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed toward the people, and they said, "What is this we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariot, and took his army with him, and took 600 chosen chariots, and all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel while the people of Israel were going out defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them and camped at the sea by Pi-hahiroth in front of Baal-zephon. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. The people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to his people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to be silent." Well, maybe you can see the parallels with the story I just told you about mountain biking. The doubts, the fears, the regrets, the questioning of leadership. Where are these people leading me? Are we ever going to make it back safe? Should we have just gone the easy way? Should we have just stayed home? Those are all the kind of questions that went through my mind on my mountain biking adventure, and that were probably going through the Israelites' minds as they questioned where Moses was leading them and whether he was really being led by God or whether he was leading them to their deaths. You see, the people of Israel had been led not by the obvious route, as we explored last week. They didn't go the way everybody else would have gone, by the well-worn road. No, instead they were led through the desert, through the wilderness, a dangerous place that left them really vulnerable. If they weren't able to find food and water, if they weren't able to find their way, they'd be extremely vulnerable. And the risk was that the king of Egypt would regret having let his slaves, Israel, go. That's exactly what happened. He changed his mind yet again and went after the people of Israel. Now, I love what Moses tells them to do. He tells them as their leader to do nothing. Stand still. Be quiet. God will fight for you. Now, how hard is that to do in danger? Think of the last time you found yourself in danger. Did you sit back and just trust that everything would be fine? You didn't need to do anything? Maybe, but that's really hard to do. Most of us want to get active. We want to do something. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And yet, Moses tells the Israelites to just sit still, be quiet, watch the fireworks. So here's your question for today. What do you think this command was meant to accomplish? Would you find this easy to do, or would you want to do something to protect yourself? So that's your question for today, not just for you to do alone, but for you to do with a group of friends. I'd like you to start a small group that meets regularly to discuss our challenges. If you are doing that or you have done that, please let me know. I love to hear about the different groups that are out there, where they meet, how they got started, and how you guys are growing. So contact me through the website or app to let me know if you started a group like this. We also provide a way for you to read the Bible in sync as a group. So you're reading the Bible along the same timeline as the rest of our Redeem the Commute community. And you can find every day's reading in the website and app. So, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.